Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, Praise the Lamb of God, and we're here with Prophetic Perspectives, and it is January 2nd, 2013, and we thank and praise God for this time and this opportunity to come where you are, praise the Lamb of God, whether it's in your homes, your hotel room, in your cars, praise the Lamb of God, convalescent homes and prisons, no matter where our voice is heard, we're grateful to God, first of all, to be alive. Praise the Lamb of God, and have crossed over this great gulf, should we say, praise the Lamb of God, of 2012 into 2013. The Lord has been good in all that he has done, praise the Lamb of God, through this process to bring us into this season, praise the Lamb of God, of spirituality, this season, praise the Lamb of God, of greatness, where the Spirit of the Lord, praise God, is going to allow many of us to receive all that God had promised, praise the Lamb of God, in days past and gone. We are going to experience, praise the Lamb of God, the greatness of God in this season, as he's releasing us to greater, as he's releasing us into more. More favor, praise the Lamb of God, more of his presence, more of his glory, more of his power, praise the Lamb of God. And the promises that have been held up are now, praise the Lamb of God, going to be released to us, and we're going to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to receive that that God has been speaking. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I have years stacked up, hallelujah, of the promises of God, praise the Lamb of God, upon my life, and how God has said what he would do, how he would do it. My goodness gracious, people of God, I am overly excited about what God is going to do in this season. My God, I'm happy to have my daughter in the studio with me today, Gabriella Noel Shakespeare is here. Say hi to everybody, Gabby.
Hello.
Tell everybody God bless them.
God bless you.
And say Happy New Year. Praise the Lamb of God. It's always exciting to have my daughter here, praise the Lamb, sharing with me in this wonderful day. And she wanted to come and be with Dad today, and I told her, come on down, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So she's here in the studio driving me crazy, of course, but it's that good kind of crazy. Hallelujah. And we are happy to have her on board with us, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we're in an exciting time. An exciting season, but it is also a season that our ears are going to have to be in tune, our hearts going to have to be in tune, and we're going to have to stay persistent, praise the Lamb of God, on the wall of prayer, hallelujah, and dedication to the Word of God. I am excited about your future. All of you, praise the Lamb of God, that chime in, that call in daily, I'm excited about what God is doing for you. I know today is a day that many have returned back to work. Many are prepping to go back to school, this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. It's this weekend is coming in. But we also, praise the Lamb of God, must gear ourselves up, praise the Lamb, and get ready for the move of God. Do not allow yourself to break. Many times the holiday season causes us to go into a slump in our spirituality. The holiday season many times causes us to go into a slump because of the fatigue of shopping, preparation of food, and entertaining of people, praise the Lamb of God, that come into our homes and us visiting and things of that nature and traveling, returning stuff to the stores, all of the hustle and bustle of the holiday, it usually wears us out. But you must be very careful in this season, people of God, that you do not slip, praise the Lamb of God, on your faith line now. Hallelujah. A lot of people have declared, praise the Lamb of God, that this year is the year of the falling away. Praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to see people falling away. And I'm telling you this, praise the Lamb of God, there will be some that will. Hallelujah. But that falling away and that leaving is toward the manifestation of your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoever walk out of the door, smile as they're walking. Because they are walking to get out of the way of the manifestation. Praise the Lamb. Do not shake. Do not tremble. Praise the Lamb of God and don't have a breakdown. You must know what God is doing. You must know what God is doing. Y'all better listen to the prophet today. You must know what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to reap the harvest and the promise, praise the Lamb of God, and there's no sense in you reaping it if your heart can't take it. Hallelujah. You must be able to go through these final stages, praise the Lamb of God, that God is taking you through so that he can release to you all the promise. I feel the hand of the Lord upon me already, praise the Lamb of God, now even as I'm speaking. You must be ready, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, to receive what God has for you. Do not, praise the Lamb of God, get off your knees now. Do not fall short. Look, it's my co-host has made his arrival. Here's Lonnie. Good morning, Pastor.
What's going on, Uncle Sick? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm geared up. I'm excited about God here, man. Praise the Lamb of God. It's an awesome, awesome time. Hallelujah, and God, and it is a wonderful time, praise the Lamb of God, to be in a place, excuse me, Lauren, to be in the place where God is moving in such a way and giving revelation in such a way concerning what he's about to do and what he desires to do, Lawrence, until it's blowing my mind. Praise the Lamb of God. It's literally blowing my mind. And I just want you to know, Pastor London, as I'm speaking, praise the Lamb, if you can just stay in queue, hallelujah, if you can stay in queue, my goodness gracious, I promise you, you're going to see the manifestation that you've been waiting on. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see it in its fullness. Hallelujah. You're going to see it in its fullness. In its fullness. Praise the Lamb of God. The manifestation of God as the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, continues to do all that he promised that he would do in your life. This is the hour. This is the season. This is the time of the manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some final things. I'm saying it again, people of God. Hallelujah. There's some final things, praise the Lamb of God, that God is doing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's going to bring us into the place that he desired for us so that the blessing of the Lord can fall upon us, praise the Lamb of God, and his promises can be made manifest. I'm going to show this, praise the Lamb of God, in a trajectory, praise the Lamb of God, in just a few minutes. And it's, again, through that great patriot, praise the Lamb of God, who Lars London loved, and that's Abraham. We're going to look at Abraham's journey. I'm going to show you something, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you need to look at. Matter of fact, our daughter Sonia put some of it on the page yesterday, but she left out a crucial part of it that I need to point out to you all, people of God, so you can see, praise the Lamb of God, so you can see and understand, hallelujah, just what God is doing in this season. I'm excited about it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as well as we're going to talk a little bit more, praise the Lamb of God, about first fruits today. Even as the show continues to go on today, we want to make sure that we get into that a little deeper. There's some people that I'm telling you that's been inboxing me and talking to me about it. Praise the Lamb of God. But, Lawrence, I am excited. Man of God about the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just since New Year's Eve. Oh, my God. The Lord has moved in the water again, Lawrence. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, sir.
A woman who had, like, the issue of blood for some months, drunk the water, and it just dried up. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know she's not lying. I know she's not lying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People are getting the water and taking it to their mothers. Praise the Lamb of God and their loved ones who are ill. Praise the Lamb of God. And are calling me back saying, I couldn't believe that it happened that fast. Immediate strength is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Immediate deliverance is coming. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God as he's working. Praise the Lamb of God through the water. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And many people... Hallelujah. Many people, I spoke to a young lady last night, praise the Lamb of God, and was telling her that that God, praise the Lamb of God, is going to use, hallelujah, that water to heal her mother, praise the Lamb of God. She called me last night, she was talking to me and what have you, and I'm listening to her, and she said, do you have time to listen? I listened for about 40 minutes of her telling me about her mother's journey. Praise the Lamb of God, and I battled against cancer. And while she was talking, Lawrence, the Lord said, you will speak to her, just like that. That's all he said to me. And when she finished, the Lord spoke to me and told me, now tell her, praise the Lamb of God. Tell her about the water, praise the Lamb of God. Tell her what's happening. Tell her what I'm doing. This is a God thing. This ain't a Shakespeare thing. This is a God thing. I've never done nothing like this before. Lawrence has been around me a long time. I have never done anything like this before. But I know when God speaks, I know when God moves, I know when God is up to something, and I know in this season, God has declared a season of signs, wonders, and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
And I just hate to say it, but I got to tell you something. I am a recipient, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of the signs and the wonders and the miracles of God, praise the Lamb of God, as he's manifesting himself in this season. Praise the Lamb. People of God, thank you for tuning in. We was off yesterday for the holiday. Hallelujah. As you see, Gabby is still here with me. My children, I was with Angel last night and my son-in-law and all of them. Praise. Sometimes the prophet has to give ear and way to family, praise the Lamb of God, so I can have the fellowship, hallelujah, and nurture them while they're around me and this, that, and another. And so my holiday, praise the Lamb of God, was spent with family. Hallelujah. If you're listening to my voice via the internet and you want to be a part of our live studio, praise the Lamb of God, why don't you call in today at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. We are here in the studio today. Pastor Lawrence London Jr., my co-host, is here. Lawrence, what you got to tell us? It's your turn now, man. Burn.
Oh, man, I'm actually speechless at what God, how the Lord brought this year in, and just the prayer life and everything that he's showing just immediately. Like you said, the Lord is doing immediate things, you know, and for me, he's dealing with a lot of restoration in my life, restoring and renewing, and it's just, man, I'm actually speechless because he's doing things so quickly, and he's answering prayers like, I mean, it's coming. The answers are coming like immediate. So I'm excited. I mean, if this just the first couple of days of the year, I want to keep hold of the Lord, man. I really do. I keep hold of the Lord and just keep in this flow. And enjoy what God is doing in this time and in this new year. You're right. The falling off thing, that's interesting. That's an interesting thing. But it just seems like he's doing a lot of rebuilding and renewing. And it's exciting, extremely exciting, extremely exciting in this time and in this day. Real exciting. You got family. I mean, just a lot of things restoring, you know, whether it's relationships, spiritual. I could honestly say that every year I've prided myself, and I told my friends every year, I was like, it's amazing how each year I could tell that things are different and better for me each year. And this year was a little bit different, you know, as far as things were concerned. I might have lost a lot of things, but I've gained more spiritual things than I ever have in this coming into this year. And for that, I mean, it's just, like I said, it's amazing, and it leaves you speechless, and it just keeps you in the hands of the Lord to say, keep on working, Lord, keep on doing your work. As long as you know the Lord is doing his work, man, I mean, you have to be excited, and you have to, you have to really keep your focus on him and keep your life in his hands. So it's an amazing time right now for me. Very amazing time.
Wonderful, man of God. This past weekend, you know, there were so many, there were so many New Year's Eve services, and I really didn't get any of the, I'll say get a chance to talk to any of my pastor friends about what God is saying to them, praise the Lamb of God, about this season. The one thing I did hear, praise the Lamb of God, was that this is supposed to be the season of the falling away and this, that, and another, praise the Lamb of God. But that's not what God is speaking to me, praise the Lamb of God. God is speaking promise, hallelujah. God is speaking promise. And many times when the promise, praise the Lamb of God, is about to manifest, you know what happens there, praise the Lamb of God, is the fact that there are some things, some people, praise the Lamb of God, some places, praise the Lord, that has to be removed, hallelujah, that has to fall away, hallelujah, in order for your manifestation praise the Lamb of God, to come into fruition. For the promise of God to come into fruition in your life, praise the Lamb of God, Lawrence. And this was indicative in the life, praise the Lamb of God, of the patriarch Abraham. But we're going to go to prayer now, praise the Lamb. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about that, because I don't want anyone, Lawrence, to miss their blessing this year. I don't want anyone that God has spoke to last year and said, by this time next year, praise the Lamb of God. That's still ringing in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God. By this time next year, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And when God spoke that, every time he spoke that to someone, I felt it in the pit of my belly, hallelujah. In the pit of my belly, I felt, hallelujah, the move of God as the words bubble up, praise the Lamb of God, gurgitated up out of me, hallelujah, to speak to the people of God, even when I was prophesying on the page, hallelujah, on Facebook, hallelujah. I could feel in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, a trembling, a move of God in order for this to happen, praise God. And I know that because it didn't happen, the promise of God does not happen instantaneously, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. As many times healings does and things of this nature, when God speaks, what he says has already taken shape and form and is ready to manifest, praise the Lamb of God, unless who is supposed to be manifested to is not ready to receive it because of some conditions that have to come into order in order for it to come. We're going to talk about that after prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Do we have a volunteer prayer today? Somebody want to lead us in prayer? Push one on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You will be our first prayer. Praise the Lamb of God in the new year. Hallelujah. All you got to do is push one on the dial. Praise the Lamb of God and come and pray for us today. Pastor London is in his studio. He can orchestrate our background music for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Want to be led to the throne of grace today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for those who are in, hallelujah, convalescent homes. We're praying for those, hallelujah, in prisons. We're praying for those who are shut in, who can't get out, hallelujah, who need, praise the Lamb of God, a move of God in their lives in order, praise the Lamb of God, to come out of various states that they're in. We're talking about those who have bills, praise the Lamb of God, and those who feel like they're alone and cannot make it, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that our God is an able God and there is nothing that our God can't do. He will manifest himself in a way in your life, praise the Lamb of God, if you trust and depend on him. And I believe in my spirit, praise the Lamb of God, today, that God desires, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. God desires, bless your name, Father, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's going to be healed, praise the Lamb, of a migraine, headache, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, today, hallelujah. I feel, hallelujah, that headache, I feel the tension in my head. We release the healing anointing, praise the Lamb of God, even before the prayers go forth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Somebody, there we go, see, it just lifted off of me as soon as I spoke it. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for those, praise the Lamb of God, who are, hallelujah, down and out, depressed. Depression is upon you. I'm praying for my brother Bruce Mitchell out, praise the Lamb of God, in California, who lost his son-in-law. Praise the Lamb of God, who decided he didn't want to be here any longer. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who left a wife and children. We're praying for that family. Praise the Lamb. I'm praying for New Mount Moriah. Well, not New Mount Moriah, but Mount Moriah Church, who lost their pastor. His homegoing is this Friday, Jerome Kirby. We already have went to the homegoing of our brother Michael Tillman on this past Friday, and now I have another brother in the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to attend on this Friday coming. But we want to pray for all of these, praise the Lamb of God, people, hallelujah, and lift them up. Wait a minute, we do have a prayer warrior, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Bertha?
Hey, Prophet, how are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Bertha, how are you doing today?
I am blessed. Praise God. With the voice is coming back. But, you know, Prophet, when you said volunteer to pray in the new year, you know, even though my body is congested and his sinus is keeping me, through it all, I just got to obey God. You know, I will pray. Because in praying for others, I receive my healing completely. And then Pastor London is dead and catching when I take it to me, he's on my back.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I felt that steady, praise the Lamb of God, and I release the healing anointing on you to manifest in your body. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying for our daughter, Maganese, who is in a job interview probably right now. Praise the Lamb of God that things will go well with her. Praise the Lamb of God. There's other people that are concerned about your jobs and this, that, and another. Praise. You must remember, if you're a recipient of the blessing of God and the move of God, that God is behind the scenes orchestrating where you need to be. Praise the Lamb of God, where you should be, where he needs to have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Put the music on, Lawrence, and we're going to let Bertha pray here. Hallelujah. Man, I feel the move of God here already. Bless God on high. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we love you. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, God. Most holy, righteous, everlasting. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day, the second day of a new year that you have blessed us to see. Father God, millions didn't make it.
Yes, God.
Oh, God,
yes.
We thank you that we were one of the ones that did. And, oh, God, right now, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, knowing and unknowing. Father God, so that we can come boldly before your throne of grace.
Yes.
As you incline your ears into our prayers. God, hear our petitions. Honor them and receive them as a sweet fragrance in your nostrils, Almighty God.
Yes, God.
Father God, we lift up the sick and the shedding right now. Those that are in the hospitals, the moral institutions. Father God, we ask that you would release the healing water upon them right now. God, they might not be able to come out and receive the water in the bottle. But God, you are a river that flows, never-drying river. And we ask you now in the matchless name of Jesus, let the rivers flow, oh God. Oh God, we know that you are our healer. God, you are the healer of the mind, the body, and the soul. Release now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up everyone that is incarcerated, oh God, that you will give them hearts and minds of repentance. Oh, God, to turn from their evil, wicked ways and to accept you as their Lord and Savior. Father God, send the messengers into the jailhouse. Oh, God, send someone to plant the seed of your word into their hearts. Oh, God, you said if one do the planting, you would do the fertilizing. You would water that seed and cause growth. Oh, God, we thank you for Detroit, for what you're doing in this city, oh, God. We thank you for the restoration that is taking place. We thank you for the rebuilding of this city. Oh, God, we thank you for righteous leaders in every governmental place, oh, God. Father God, we ask you now to look on every country, from Ghana to Israel. Oh, God, even every country in the United States of America. God, bless them right now. Heal their lands, oh, God. See your word, oh, God, to minister to them. Father, we pray for every evangelist, every foreign missionary. Oh, God, they are all doing what we are not doing. They're on the battlefield, oh, God. And, Lord, that don't even receive your word. They have an idol worship. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for those whose hearts you have pricked to go out and be the foreign missionaries. Lift them up, oh God, and keep them covered in your blood. Father God, we lift up every fivefold ministry. Every fivefold ministry here, oh God. Let your Lordship be upon them. Pray for hands your protection around them, oh God, in this season. That they will not walk contrary to your word, but that they will do your will, oh God. That they won't miss the shifts, oh God, in the atmosphere.
Yes.
That they won't miss the priestly anointing that you restored, oh God. Lift them up now, oh God. Condition their hearts, oh God, to receive you the more. Oh God, we pray for Brother Shakespeare. We pray for Pastor Lundy.
Yes. Yes.
We pray for me and their side. Oh, God, that we will be where you will have us to be. Every word that has been spoken in our lives, oh, God, prepare us for the manifestation of it. Oh, God, that we'll walk holy and circumspectly toward your will and your word. Don't let us miss the shift, oh, God. Oh, God, let your glory, let your glory, let your glory dwell in us, oh, God. Release the fire to burn up everything that's not of you. Oh, God, we thank you. We just thank you because you love us, oh God. We thank you, God. We adore you, Lord.
Hello.
We bless your holy name. For God, there is none like you. There is none like you, oh God. In this season, oh God, that they're calling and they're falling away. Give us the strength to stand on your promises, oh God.
Thunderbolt.
Let us not be moved by every wind and doctrine. Oh, God, let your Holy Spirit breathe on us. Lead us and guide us in all truth. Oh, God, keep your people, oh God. You said in your word it is your people that are called by your name, Jesus. And we will just humble ourselves before you. Seek your face and pray. Then you will hear the lessons. Oh, God, give us a desire to seek you the more. Let your wind breathe on us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be so ever grateful, God, to give you all the glory. We'll glorify your name, God. We'll lift you up, oh God. Oh, here I come, oh God, here I cry. Oh, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We bless you, Lord. Cleanse us, oh God, in your blood. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless your name.
Oh, God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Jesus.
Mercy.
Christ, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is a notion, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. God. And tonight, God wants to encounter you and wants you to feel his love, his amazing love. Without it, these are just songs, these are just words, these are just instruments. Without the love of God, it's just like we're just up here just making noise. But the love of God changes us, and we're never the same. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. And right now, if you haven't encountered the love of God, and you would know, because you wouldn't be the same. You would never be the same again. And if you want to encounter the love of God right now, you better just brace yourself, because he's about to just blow in this place. And we're going to encounter the love of God right now. So God, I speak to all the hearts, and I ask God that every heart be open right now. Every heart be open. Every spirit be open up to you, God.
My God, my God, my God, what an awesome prayer. What a powerful prayer. What a moving prayer, Pastor London. Hallelujah. In birth today, I tell you, this woman of God came on here not feeling well, praise the name of God, and she didn't move.
Her voice getting better and better while she was praying.
She has moved heaven and earth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, man, it's just so awesome to see even that level of dedication and commitment on the part of anyone, praise the Lamb of God, that will give all their all, even when they're not feeling well. That just takes me to another level, praise the Lamb of God, of gratitude for having such people like the women and men of God that is surrounding us here at PSM, praise the Lamb of God, our intercessors, praise, and our administrators. We're just so blessed to have such a company of prophetic people all around us, praise the Lamb of God, that don't mind giving themselves solely. Bertha, thank you so much. Rest
Amen.
That voice, daughter. Get that tea. Praise the Lamb of God. You really need some of that organic gold, praise the Lamb of God, tea, that Gamma Derma in your system. That will help that a whole lot, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And don't forget about Detroit's cure-all, and that is some warm burners, praise the Lamb of God. Get you some burners, put it in the microwave and warm it up, and those hot bubbles will do a work, I promise you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you today, and thank you again for calling. Hallelujah. People of God, we're in the midst of a good time here and an awesome show. Pastor London is here, my co-host. If you're listening to us via the Internet, you can call in and be a part of our live queue here at Erico 646-564-9818. Erico 646-564-9818. And you know, praise the Lamb of God, if you're listening to my voice, you have a testimony or a praise report, praise the Lamb, Pastor London and I pause for praise reports. We pause.
Yes.
Is that right, Pastor? Yes, we do.
Yes, sir.
Lamb of God. We love to hear those type of praise reports. One thing I wanted to get into, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, here for a few minutes, is the fact of this year, praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, let me tell you something about 2013, praise the Lamb of God, 2013. Hallelujah. That number itself, praise the Lamb of God, we know 2 represents the number of unity, praise the Lamb of God. 0 is blank, hallelujah. 1 represents the number of the triune God, and 3 represents the number of the Trinity. So really what we have is 2:13, praise the Lamb of God. All together, praise the Lamb, we see the number 6, the number of visitation, praise the Lamb of God, the number of man, the number of the Antichrist, praise the Lamb of God, or of the devil, praise God, all come into play right there, praise the Lamb of God. But then the flip side of that number in itself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, when we look at 2:13, 2:1:3, praise the Lamb of God, it is also the number that deals with water, praise the Lamb of God, fire, praise the Lamb of God, spirit, hallelujah, praise those things that are symbolic, praise the Lamb of God, of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is found in those numbers, 1, 2, 3, praise the Lamb of God. So we must look at the spirituality of this and understand and know, praise the Lamb of God, that God is in these numbers in a significant way, praise the Lamb of God. And what the Lord has been speaking, praise the Lamb of God, is that the manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, of the promise, the manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, of the sons and daughters in this season is going to have to be made through, praise the Lamb of God, those of us who are, hallelujah, walking according to the Spirit and not the flesh. That includes the prophetical people, praise the Lamb of God, those of us who are walking in the Spirit and not the flesh. We're pausing. We got a 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 call here. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's calling today? Caller?
Hello, how are you?
We are blessed of the Lord. Who's calling?
Yeah.
My name is Denise, and I'm calling for a prayer. I'm in a situation right now where I'm considering leaving my husband.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you have a – let me just ask you a couple of – Denise, I know it's I'm not going to air your business here, but are you a member of a church right now?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. Have you made a consultation with your pastor and talked to your pastor at all?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, all right. I just want to make sure you got some godly counsel. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is a situation and a circumstance, praise the Lamb of God, that you feel is irreversible.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, let me say this. Are you at a point that you have given up, that you say, you know, I want to be out? It's no more. I'm not. I'm through with it.
Yes, I am, but he's not.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you a believer? Is he a believer?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. We're going to pray for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And maybe during our prayer time here, the Lord may speak to you concerning some things. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London, would you like to pray?
I can pray. No problem. Father, we come on behalf of our sister. Lord, we heard you hear the request, and you know even her heart. Right now, God, we ask that you would just cover her and cover us with the precious blood of Jesus that has all power, that can do all things. And, Lord, we know that it's through that power, because there is none like you, that as we put all things in your hands, all things are possible. And, Lord, right now, as we pray for Ms. Denise, then we ask right now, God, that you would just, oh, God, link this thing together, open up ears and eyes so that your will and your way will be known in this time, God. We ask right now, and we know, God, that there's a covenant in you that has been spoken, and the only way that covenant can be made clear is through you. So, God, we lift up this man and this woman, God, that might seem separate right now, but right now, by the power of your Holy Ghost, God, I declare that you link them together with your power and you give them the understanding of where they need to go. Don't let one foot slip and one foot go any direction that you would not have them to go. God, speak to that heart right now. Speak to the minds, God. Right now, you are a God who restores and delivers. And right now, God, they need your very power, your very presence to just come like never before. You are the third right now in this relationship. You
Hallelujah.
Are the counselor. And we declare right now that you would bring your counsel, that you would come to that room, to that place where she is, and that you would give her the understanding of what to do in this minute, this second, this hour. And we declare it so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, sweetheart. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen. I really would like to talk to you beyond this showtime, praise the Lamb of God, because what the Lord is showing me and speaking to me is of a private nature, praise the Lamb of God, and I don't want to air your business here, praise God, I don't, praise God, hallelujah. But I'll say this, praise the Lamb of God, you know, we can't take a wrong and try to make right come out of it, praise the Lamb of God. I will say that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wrong can never equal right, praise the Lamb. We have to come to a place that we live according to the Word of God and do things according to His precepts and His statutes, praise the Lamb of God. And that's, you know, some of us try to get into these special relationships with God, and God know my heart, and this, that, another, and this is this way, and that is that way, blah, 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 praise the Lamb of God. But God is a covenant God, and God honors covenants and contracts, praise the Lamb of God. And so, therefore, we have to understand that whatever covenant we made to God in our vows and things of this nature, if you stood before the Lord in a holy matrimony situation, you made these vows and things of this nature, then we must remember that God is the establisher of marriage. Praise the Lamb of God. First marriage between Adam and Eve, the institution of marriage is there. Praise the Lamb of God. And you need to look at breakdown there. I teach this a lot in my marriage consultation, that there's only three areas, praise the Lamb of God, that you could be having trouble, and that's leaving, cleaving, or becoming one. Praise the forsaking all others, praise the Lamb of God, cleaving one to another, praise the Lamb of God, and becoming one. If there is an interruption in one of those areas, praise the Lamb of God, then there is a problem, and that area needs to be dealt with. Somebody is not forsaking all others, praise the Lamb of God, or someone is not cleaving to, or someone has a problem in the becoming one department, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to personal things and things of that nature, my this, yo that, my this, yo that, my child, your son, all of that. Everything must become ours. Everything must become us's, praise the Lamb of God, in order for things to work as the oneness is. And that is what you need to be praying about and looking at for revelation, praise the Lamb of God. And so that you will not break the covenant with God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We say, I didn't fella, I'm not in love anymore, this, that, and another. That has nothing to do with your covenant, praise the Lamb of God. You didn't make the vow, and the vow doesn't say anything about I'm in love with this person, and this person causes butterflies in my stomach, and when I look in their eyes, I see my whole world in them, and this, the covenant relationship of marriage says nothing about that. It's an agreement to God and a vow that we make to God, praise the Lamb of God, in fidelity and faithfulness, praise the Lamb of God, to walk with another person. When the Google filling, when the bubbles in the belly, when all of that leave us, praise the Lamb of God, and it leaves everybody that's married, praise the Lamb of God, at one point or another, because it's a feeling, it's an emotion, all of that change. What all remains is love, praise the Lamb of God. The love a father has for a child, the love a woman has for her brother, the love a woman has for her sister, a man has for his brother, praise the Lord, is virtually that type of love, praise the Lamb of God, that will last throughout the years. I will never stop loving my brother, no matter how my brother, praise the Lamb of God, is, no matter how he mistreats me, I still love my brother, praise the Lamb of God, even though me and my brother don't get along. So that love, that's agape, praise the Lamb of God. That's an unconditional love. I love you in spite of, praise the Lamb of God. And that's the type of love that marriage is supposed to be, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm just saying to you, praise the Lamb of God, look at that, pray over that. If you want to talk to me, praise the Lamb of God, then you will remain in queue until the show is over, and I will talk to you some more. Praise the Lamb of God if you remain on the show until the show is over. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Denise, bless you.
Bless you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, now, praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Lynn, as we were speaking, praise the Lamb of God, on this issue when it comes down to the saints of God, praise the Lamb of God, in relationship with God for the manifestation of the promise that God has upon our lives, we must come to a place of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that many times a lot of us hinder the manifestation of God from coming into our life due to the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that we are not willing to part with, praise the Lamb of God, things that are not right in the eyes of God that we have attached ourselves to. We see this vividly in the Abrahamic story, Lawrence, praise the Lamb of God. excuse me. The first thing we see is about a person or people, praise the Lamb of God, in his life when he leaves home to obey God, praise the Lamb of God. At the same time, he takes his brother's son with him, whose name is Lot, praise the Lamb of God. Of course, this causes a lot of trouble down the road for him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And eventually, him and Lot has to part with each other for the manifestation of what God really had for Abraham to be made manifest. And if you read that in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 through there, you will see, praise the Lamb of God, as soon as Lot and Abraham departed from each other, blessings came, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. After Lot and Abraham separated, the Bible says that Abraham became the richest man in the land, praise the Lamb of God. And it was due to the fact that Abraham was sharing with Lot. And the Lord said, what I have for you is not for Lot, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there's people that's in our lives, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't want to part with. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. That we don't want to part with, that we don't want to break ranks with, that is a hindrance, praise the Lamb of God, to the manifestation of God. Hallelujah. You have to be happy when people walk in the door and when they walk out the door, praise the Lamb of God. You have to be happy when people walk in the door and when they walk out of the door. Many times, they walking out is a greater blessing than they walking in. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We hate to see people leave us. We hate to disconnect. Praise the Lamb. But sometimes the disconnection is the only way for the manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, to really take place. Hallelujah. Because they stand in the way, praise the Lamb of God, and preclude the way of the manifestation in your life. Praise the Lord. That's number one. Number two, praise the Lamb of God, comes again, praise the Lamb, when Abraham goes down to Egypt. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Abraham goes down to Egypt. He tells that lie that his wife is his sister. Praise the Lamb of God. And he attaches on to some things, praise the Lamb of God, that becomes a burden to him, praise the Lamb of God, as he deals with, praise the Lamb of God, the, watch this, and a lot of people don't pay attention to this, Lawrence, the manifestation, praise the Lamb, of the issue. Anytime we enter into a, praise the Lamb of God, sinful condition, praise the Lamb, such as lying, this, that, another, praise the Lamb of God, Grandma used to say, lies have roots to them, praise the Lamb of God. They came from somewhere, praise the Lamb of God. And all of those roots have to be rooted up in order, praise the Lamb of God, for the lie, praise the Lamb of God, to stop taking effect upon you. Whoops, I hope you grab hold of that one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oops, praise God. Some people enter into a lie, praise the Lamb of God, and the lie wraps itself around you. It ensnares you, praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes it looks like blessings is coming from the lie. Hallelujah. Abraham left Egypt through his lie, praise God. He left Egypt with more than he came there with.
Amen.
But the lie stayed on him. Praise the Lamb of God. And the lie stayed on him until, praise the Lamb, watch this now, until, hallelujah, it took, hallelujah, almost destroyed his marriage. Praise the Lamb of God. Because Sarah was giving him an ultimatum. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It almost destroyed his marriage, you know, to the extent that he had to say, you know, wait a minute, I have to do something about this, praise the Lamb of God. It wasn't until, watch this, the promise of God on him for his own son, the son of promise, to come forth, he had to get rid of Hagar and Ishmael. That was the last seed, praise the Lamb of God. They came forth out of the lie that this woman, who was his wife, is my sister. Because he feared that they was going to kill him. Praise the Lamb of God.
Not only that, it becomes generational. Because later on, even Isaac said the exact same lie.
Exactly. Isaac told the exact same lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That his dad told. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we have this, we must come to a place of understanding that these are hindrances from the promise. Watch this. It's a falling away. It's the loss of something. But at the same time, your loss is your gain. Praise the Lamb of God. And in this season that we're in, you have to be willing to lose some things in order to gain what God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if you don't understand the conditions around you and the trajectory that God is taking you through, some of these losses may seem to you, praise the Lamb of God, as though your world is ending. As though, praise the Lamb of God, you know, I can't take this. It's too much. I can't let this person go. I can't lose this job, this position, this, that. And you must come to a place of understanding that many times your loss is your greatest gain. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't lose sometime, you will never gain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, number three, and then we're going to go on. I have a guest coming on to talk to us about first fruits today. Praise the Lamb, that's in queue waiting on it. And I got a surprise guest for you. Praise the Lamb. So you better go talk to somebody and say, hey, we got a surprise guest coming on today on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. The next thing was, praise the Lamb of God, Abraham dealing with, praise the Lamb of God, his own selfishness, his selfish ways, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, out of what God had gave him when he gave him Isaac, praise the Lamb of God. And God has to ask for Isaac, he has to give up Isaac. We as prophetic people must understand this, that the test will come, praise the Lamb of God. The test will come to you, praise the Lamb of God, at the point of your greatest breakthrough, and at the point of the greatest blessing in your life, God will test you to see, is your loyalty, your love, praise the Lamb of God, in line with him. There's a lot of us where our loyalties, praise the Lamb of God, is not really to God. It's to people, praise the Lamb of God. Our loyalty is not to God. I was talking to that woman, Denise, praise the Lamb of God, just a few minutes ago about her marriage. And I'm going to say this, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of times when we get married, we make the vow, praise the Lamb of God, to God without even knowing we're making the vow to God. We call it exchanging vows, one with another. But the vow is made before God and the holy angels. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a godly vow. It's a godly covenant. And sometimes we don't pay attention to that. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't read the fine print. Who this covenant is really with is with God. It's not with man. Praise the Lamb of God. So you have to understand where your loyalties must lie. Hallelujah. Where your loyalties must be in order for the manifestation to come forth in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And many of us, praise the Lamb of God, are on a test line. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. God's going to test your loyalty. Because some stuff God has to give you, God must control it. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of our loyalties are so great until God can bless us with something and somebody else control it. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody else will control it to the extent that God won't get the glory from it that he desires to get from it. And we must be free, praise the Lamb of God, of selfishness. We must not become our own God, praise the Lamb of God. God will dethrone your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God will take your God out. Hallelujah, as he did in the temple of Dagon when they took the Ark of the Covenant into that cave, praise the Lamb of God. Dagon was up in there, that big statue. When they came back in the morning, his toes was gone. They repaired his toes to put it and close the door again. They came back the next day. His head was gone.
Yeah. The situation got worse.
God will tear your God down. Praise the Lamb of God, because there is only one God, and there can be only one God in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. So God tests us, praise the Lamb, to make sure that we're ready, praise the Lamb of God, to receive what he has for us. And as the angel declared from the sky, I see now, praise the Lamb of God. That's what the angel said. The Lord says, he see now. There is nothing that you will withhold from him. Praise the Lamb of God. That your heart is 100% to God, because you will give him even your beloved son that you love. And so therefore, praise the Lamb of God. In blessing, I will bless thee. Hallelujah. It's right there in black and white. You read the book of Abraham, you will see, praise the Lamb of God, the falling away. He had to leave his family. He had to leave Lot. He had to leave Ishmael and Hagar. Praise the Lamb of God. And then he had to be willing to part with Isaac in order to receive the supreme blessing, praise the Lamb of God, that God had for him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I think that says it all when it comes down to your promise this year. We want the promise. We want the manifestation. Are you ready for it? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you ready for it? Are you conditioned for it? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you willing to walk away? Are you willing for things to be taken away? Hallelujah, so that God can really, really bless you in the way that he desires. Hallelujah. Are you willing to depart? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, this falling away, other level of falling away is called apostasy. It's called the falling away from the faith. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's a lot of believers that's falling away from the faith. Praise the Lamb of God. The only reason why they're falling away is because they don't have relationship. Hallelujah. When your relationship is with God, that's why we've been pressing on your prayer life and stuff so much. When your relationship is such with God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you have on a talking basis with him. In other words, you're talking to the Lord is talking back. Praise the Lamb of God. His spirit is leading and dictating to you, then you're addicted. You can't break away from God. Hallelujah. There's an addiction in that. Hallelujah. When the Lord starts leading and guiding you from truth to truth, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, faith to faith, right, that's an addiction. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't break away from it. Hallelujah. I must speak to God every day. I have to talk to those every day. I must get my praise on every day. Some kind of way I got to get in his presence, praise the Lamb of God, so I can be led, praise the Lamb of God, by his spirit. Because as many of us that are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons and daughters of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I talked about this New Year's Eve night or New Year's morning that at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. Your greatest battle is with your flesh. Hello, light bulbs. That's going to be your greatest fight. Praise the Lamb of God. It's with your flesh. Praise the Lamb of God. Then your fight is with your faith, so that you can keep fear away from you. Hallelujah. We are a fearful people, even though we have seen God perform so many times. Praise the Lord. Woo! I love this kind of teaching and this kind of talking, Lawrence, that we're doing today. Anything you want to add to this, Lawrence, before we bring our guest?
Man, you just so on it. I'm talking about, you know, sometimes it's, God is a moving God. He's always been a moving God, and sometimes we get so stuck in these things that's supposed to fall off in our lives because of, I use myself as an example. It's funny, I just had this talk with some people about my job at the police department, and I was talking about how at one time I really was known as like the, and I even told them, man, I haven't tried to become a police, and I'm better than all of you, basically. I was said, I've trained you, I'm better than all, and I was just giving them a hard time. And a revelation came to me. One of the guys that was close to me, we started going out on calls, and I noticed that he was, like, taking up a lot of slack. That he, honestly, I had to tell everybody. I said, you know, I was joking about how good. I said, but this guy right here, he is just 10 times better than me. And he acknowledged, you know, he said, well, you trained me well, blah, 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 blah. But then when it was time for me to separate, I separated my separation from the situation gave me so much peace that to know that when I left this situation, I left it in better condition than I came there in. And it was easy for me to understand the move of God in my life to go to another level to deal with something else. And that's where we miss a lot of things. Sometimes we are in a place for a season, and God should sometimes. And then you have to open your eyes at times to see that what God has placed, the assignment God gave you, we get real tied up into an assignment that we hold on to it, and we possibly make it our own idol, our own God, because we're just connected to it. But sometimes, and if you can go to the next level, you have to disconnect with one thing so that God can move you to the next, because God is a moving God. He moves you from place to place. He moves you from glory to glory. And if you stay stuck in one level or one dimension of his of glory, you'll never see the true dimension of glory that makes things in your life and your ministry just so much easier, you know? I mean,
true.
And that's the test. You know, that's the test.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Man of God, you've said a mouthful right there, and I thank you, praise the Lamb of God, for that you have dropped on me, man. I'm telling you, man, that is a mouthful right there. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, people of God, we have a wonderful guest with us today. Praise the Lamb of God, who is going to open up his mic. Hallelujah, and let him talk to us. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to blow Minister London's mind who this is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the show, Bishop.
How are you, Prophet? How are you today?
I am fine. Praise the Lamb of God. This is Bishop Dale Frederick Husband. Praise the Lamb of God.
Uncle Daryl
is on the line.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for his presence with us today. Bishop Daryl Husband is with us, a friend and brother of many, many years. Praise the Lamb of God, who thinks that his son is going to marry my daughter, and he is just totally out of his mind. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Little Daryl that wrapped his lips on Gabby one time. He was hypnotized by Gabby. Praise the Lamb. 2 years old, he was hypnotized by Gabby. He going to kiss Gabby. I said, why, you know that girl got a daddy. You better watch out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful time. We have always had fellowships. And I wanted him to come on today because Bishop Husband has a lot to offer, praise the Lamb of God, in the vein of which we've been talking about. And I'm going to bring him back again because he really, really has a lot of great information about fasting. And I know a lot of us are going to be fasting here at the top of the year, and maybe he can come back next week. He's on his way to the prayer conference right now in Atlanta, Georgia. He's on the highway, and I want to get him in right now. Praise the Lamb of God. He is the pastor of the Olivet Life More Abundant Ministries there in Richmond, Virginia, on 25th and S Street. Praise the Lamb of God. 25th and S Street. Praise the Lamb of God, where he holds services there every Sunday. Praise the Lamb. Bible classes, conferences, things of that nature. And those of you in the Richmond area, praise the Lamb of God. If you ever visiting, all you got to do is call the church. They have somebody pick you up at the airport or whatever, praise in the hotel, to bring you down to the Olivet Church so that you can share in a powerful service. He's an awesome teacher, awesome man of God. He has the learning and the burning, and we are happy to have him here today, Bishop Daryl Husband. Praise the Lord. Daryl, we've been talking about first fruits, man. We talked about first fruits last time we aired the show, Praise the Lamb of God, on Friday, and we're trying to get the people to see the importance of the first fruits, Praise the Lamb of God, so that they can reap the spirit of increase, Praise the Lamb of God, the spirit of increase upon their lives. And so I wanted to bring you on so you can speak on this for us. What you got to say on it today for us, man of God?
Well, first of all, Prophet, thank you for having me on the show. And it's my nephew is on. It's a double treat today, and I always enjoy to have an opportunity to share the Word of God with you. And this is a double treat today. And, I think I want to just share, first of all, that giving is something very special to my heart, because I believe that, first of all, God is the greatest giver we've ever seen.
Hallelujah.
And, if we're going to be connected to God in any kind of way, and there's a spirit of selfishness on us, we invalidate our relationship with God. There is no way in the world we can be called Christians, Christ followers, children of God, and not have the DNA of God inside of us. For God so loved the world that he gave. God is love. Love is about giving. Giving to others who cannot do for themselves, who are broken. And it's about giving of our the best of what we have. Because we are the best that God has given, and God is a giver, he gives of his best to us. We give of our best to him for the purpose of getting the best out of the world. And so anybody connected to God who's not a giver is really saying, I'm really not connected to God. I am now, I am. You ought to arrest me for mistaken identity. I'm really not who I say I am. Mm. And even though I go to church, I'm really not who I say I am.
Mm.
And I wanted to say that in the beginning, and say that, you know, in Leviticus 23:9-11 talks about the Lord spoken to Moses and told Moses, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come out of the land which I give to you, and reap its harvest. So that means that something that you got out of the land I gave you, I think that is really, really critical, because many of us don't really see the fact that it's God that gives us everything we have.
Wow.
I don't care what we have in this world. God has been the giver of every good and perfect gift. And if we're receiving, that's why I tell people all the time, you know, I can't be arrogant about any gift that God has given me. If I'm a good preacher, or if I'm a great singer, if I'm great at doing anything, if I'm a good-looking person, I can't brag on it myself because I didn't have anything to do with it. If anything, I had to brag on my parents. Or I have to brag on my teachers. I have to brag on the people who invested in my life. But ultimately, I have to brag on the God who gave all of those things to me.
Truly.
And so he says to the children of Israel, this is a harvest that I allowed you to have, and so why wouldn't you give me the first of its fruit? And I'm going to, when I ask you to give it to me, he's going to ask us to give it to him in a certain way. Now, the question really is not about, somebody asked the question about, well, why is God asking me to give him something back? God has something that he always wants to do with everything he asks of us. There's a purpose in it. Now, the first fruits in particular were given to the priest, and we don't like to think about that because we really think the priests have too much. You know, they're bad lawyers, they're bad doctors, they're bad basketball players, they're bad basketball soccer players, and they're bad priests as well. But you can't, it's not our job to determine what we're going to do based upon what we see in them. It's our job to do what God said.
So, Bishop Husband, let me
yes,
say
sir.
This. Let me ask you something, a statement and a question all in one. Praise the Lord. And that is, in my observation of giving, praise the Lamb of God, I really don't see the believer in this era giving God their best. I really don't. It bothers me. I'm moved by it. I think that many times we go and do what we've seen being done, or we give God the least that we can and not the best that we can. And I think that that is one of the major hindrances in our whole perception and psyche comes to how we give. And when it approaches a first fruit situation, it really takes the fullness of faith to me, praise the Lamb of God, and we first have to check our giving as a whole, praise the Lamb of God. You know, the dollar believer will probably never arrive at the place where you're talking about right now.
Now,
you know who the dollar believer is, the ones who just believe George Washington is supposed to be saved and no other president. They bring them to church every Sunday.
Absolutely.
But
not
you
Abraham,
know what I mean? I see this as a problem within the house of God. How do we change that? You know, praise the Lamb of God. How do we change that?
Well, initially, Prophet, I'd say this, that people really have to check, going back to love again. When you really love something or love someone, you really love someone, there is nothing you will not do for them. There's nothing that you'll not do that they ask you to do if it's within your power. And so you got to check your love walk. I think a lot of us like God, but we don't love him. We like what God gives us. We like that God provides for us.
We love what he does for us and what he gives us, but we don't love him.
That's right. And so our worship, we give worth to the things. We give worth to his hand because it's his hand that provides. We don't give worth to him.
My God.
We appreciate his hand for giving us Jesus, but we don't appreciate we don't appreciate the blood that Jesus shed. Because once we appreciate the gift itself, there is nothing in the world I would not return. But when I start thinking about the salvation that I received in spite of my wretchedness, nothing I would not give back to him.
My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Pastor, go ahead, man. You have the mic. You can continue to talk about the that other area of that you were entering into concerning the first fruit.
Thank you, Prophet. I was saying that the priest, sometimes, you know, we get to a place in our lives where we start saying, I'm not going back to church anymore because the preacher's no good. Well, nobody ever said, I'm not going to get another lawyer because the lawyer I had was no good. Nobody says, I'm not going back to a restaurant anymore because the last restaurant I ate at made me sick. You know, you don't go back and say, I'm never going to another doctor because that doctor was, you know, was a quack. You find another one, and you find the right one. Well, the Bible says in this passage in Leviticus 23 that the priest's job, the righteous preacher's job, was to wave before the Lord the offering on behalf of the children of God the day after the Sabbath, which happens really to be Sunday, to wave it before the Lord, that it would be blessed so that the people, and the purpose of it being blessed was that God was going to see what the people gave and he would bless the rest of the crop that was coming.
Wow.
The readers wanted to find a passage of scripture beyond Leviticus 23, that's in verse 9 through 11. There's another passage of scripture, Deuteronomy, actually talked about in the first 11 verses.
Right.
Spends a lot of time giving you the understanding about how the first fruit offering works. It was a pledge and a hope for a greater harvest. God, if I give you this, you are going to bless the rest of my crops. And so I I want to go back to something you asked before about the George Washington giver. You see, before you can ever get to first fruits kind of offering, you need to be in the place, glory to God, you need to be in the place where you are giving tithe and offering. Because the tithe really says within you that I've already got to a place where there's a God-first principle in my heart. Because all of giving is about a God-first principle. It's about a God-first. God in my marriage first. God in my relationship, my friendships first. God in my in deciding where I'm going to work first. And so a George Washington giver doesn't even have a God-first principle. I bring my tithe first, the tenth of everything I have, so that when a time of first fruits come, I'm going to sow a day's pay, at least a day's pay, into the kingdom of God, into my priest, my pastor's hand, the first paycheck of the year.
Yeah.
Some people do a whole week, you know. I'm going to sow it in. Give it to my pastor, to my priest. Let him wave it before the Lord, so that the rest of the year checks, the rest of the year bonuses will be blessed.
Yeah, I talked to him Friday about that spirit of increase. Wait a minute, we got to call him. Wait a minute, let's see what this is. Eric Cole 561.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's calling?
Oh,
this is Marilyn from Brooklyn.
All right, Marilyn, how are you doing today?
How are you on this?
God bless. And why are you calling in today?
I just wanted to discuss the Lord and just really how great He is in our, you know, everyday lives and in our communities, in church. You know, yep. I just kind of wanted to just discuss all that He has done for us.
Okay, well, just hold on a few minutes. We'll get back to you because we're in the middle of discussion right now. Just hold
all
on.
All right,
and
all right. Thank
we're
you.
Talking about His greatness, though. Don't miss that. We are talking about how great He is and how we should respond to His greatness.
Yep.
Hold on.
Yep.
Praise God. Daryl, I was, Bishop, I was talking to them, and I was giving them some of those scriptures that you were talking about. Over the past week, you know, out of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter is there, praise the Lamb of God, and many other places. Leviticus is in Leviticus. It's in many of the scriptures are located, praise in Proverbs. Matter of fact, one of my
Proverbs,
ministers
yeah, three.
Put the one that everybody should read in Proverbs 3, 9 through 10, that says, honor the Lord with your possessions
first,
and with the first fruits of your increase. Look what it says. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. If you honor the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, with all your possessions and your first fruits. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to get there to do that and be able to have the mindset to understand what the spirit of increase is all about and how that works, Bishop. And that's what
well,
I was
and Prof, you know, you when you read that passage of scripture, what came to me immediately was this. We want the substance and the sustenance without the sacrifice.
Truly. Truly, you can say that again, Bishop. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah, we want the substance and the sustenance without the sacrifice. We don't mind God pouring out His blessing, but it says, honor the Lord with the first fruit. And then it's really when it says, so shall, it says this, in essence, that this is the outcome of your honoring Him. You know, we just want what God has to give us without the sacrifice of honoring Him first. It's the whole, go back to the passage of scripture, honor your mother and your father, and so shall your days be long on the earth. Well, again, it's one comes before the other. And we always, God always has conditional. If you bring your tithes to the storehouse, then there is a, and there's meat in the house. Then I will open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. You'll not have room enough to receive it. I'll make sure that I stop the devourer from eating up your crop. But those are conditional promises. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face. We know that passage in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then I will hear from heaven. Those are conditional promises. We want the promise without, or we want the sustenance and the substance without the sacrifice.
And also, yes. We want the promise without the process. Without being conditioned. We want the promise without the sacrifice. We want the promise to just drop in our hands. We want God to enrich our lives. We want Him to fill our barns, our bank accounts, and things of this nature without us ever once thinking about what does God require of me? Praise the Lamb of God. And that has to come at some point. What does God require me? And as you're saying, Bishop, the first thing God requires, people of God, is not your money. He requires to be honored.
Yeah, yo, that's your heart.
Exactly. That's a state and conditioning of the heart that has, praise the Lamb of God, been filled with the love of God and the gratitude of Almighty God for what God has been to you, what He has done for you, and what He is doing for you, plus the promises that He has already placed upon your life. You honor God, you exalt Him in everything, praise the Lamb of God, so that He has the preeminence. And if God does not have that place in your life, then you're causing God to be put on a throne that's down in your basement. Hello, light bulb.
My God.
And God on a throne, He's in your basement. Praise the Lamb of God, among your rubbish. And you go down there, when you look at Him, you say, hey, God, it's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. I have a prayer garden in there. Praise the Lamb of God. In the next room there, my altar with the mat on and everything, Bishop and people of God. And while it's there, you know, many times, praise the Lamb of God, when company come, I close that door. I shut them off, praise the Lamb of God, from my prayer room. And one day I did it, and the Spirit of the Lord said, why do you close the door? And I said, Lord, you know why? I shut this off because this room is holy and this, that, another, and blah, blah. God, and the Lord spoke to me and said, but they need to see that you honor me. No matter how they act in here, they need to see that you honor me. Praise the Lamb of God, that they might honor me. And now I'm noticing, praise the Lamb of God, from my children on, praise the Lamb of God, that prayer gardens and prayer places are being birthed in others' homes. Why? Because you honor God. Praise the Lamb of God. How much do you honor is the question. Go ahead, man of God. You're on this thing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Two things about, you know, we're talking about the not working. One of the things we don't think about is when God gave these words, it was really to a farming world. And so if you ask any farmer about a harvest, he will first tell you, you have to work the ground and you have to till the ground. You have to turn the soil. You have to make sure you cultivate the soil, you plant seeds, and then you have to expect rain. You have to expect rain, and you have to expect sun. And so if you're not willing to do all of that, then you shouldn't be expecting harvest.
Bishop, watch this. We sometimes get so excited about. I planted my seed. I know I got a harvest coming because I planted my seed. But there's two things, praise the Lamb of God, that your seed is conditioned off of for you to receive your harvest. And Bishop Husband named both of them. One of them is the sun. The other one is the water.
Yeah.
Hello, light bulbs. Mm-hmm. And if God doesn't provide that, your seed just remains in the ground. It's not nurtured. Praise the Lamb of God. So you still need God in the process.
Absolutely. And add something to that. You can't even start really planting seed until you're obedient with the tithe.
My God in heaven.
The tithe is not a seed. The tithe is your obedience to God. He says, bring that. That is the beginning of the process. Your seed don't come until your offering. That's the seed is the offering. And so when you start bringing your first fruit offering, you start planting seeds to cover the rest of the harvest.
Lord have mercy. My God, my God, my God. I tell you, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. Praise the Lamb of God, because it leaves something with you and on you, praise the Lamb of God, that you can't get from anywhere else, and that is the spirit of increase. Praise the Lamb of God. God promised that he would place upon you, if you would do this, the spirit of increase. The spirit of increase in our modern terminology is the spirit of favor. Praise the Lamb of God. I will favor you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. With the conditioning of things that will cause your harvest to continuously come. Praise the Lord. There is nowhere that your harvest can continuously come. Their seed time and their harvest time. But God says, if we would do this, the spirit of increase, watch this, Doc, would rest upon us. Praise the Lamb of God. That the spirit of increase would rest upon us to the extent that all year long we would receive increase.
Right.
What seed do that? What seed could do that? Praise the Lamb of God. That the spirit of increase, Bertha's here. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what Bertha wants. Hallelujah. Bertha, what you got to tell me, baby?
Oh, I just want to touch the fact of what Bishop is saying and you about the first fruit. When our pastor first told us about the first fruit offering, and she told us how we do it, but she says, I send my whole check, the first check of the month. So, as you told us, how God blesses her. So, you know me. I want what you got, I want it. And I got the first check. And then, in my mind, I'm going, now, I ain't going to pay the bills if you should have paid your own first check. I said, you know what? I doubt not. I believe God. I gave that whole first check. When I got my second check, I didn't get 100, folks. My check was tripled.
My God.
The amount was tripled. I sold right back into the ministry. And our pastor sold a first fruits offering to another ministry. Our church sold it to another church. We do a first fruit offering to another ministry. It just kept on, God just kept on blessing to the point where my job closed down in 2008. God blessed us to get all of our benefits. And you said the favor of increase stays on you. And it was. And when they closed the remaining stores of borders, they lost all of their benefits because we filed bankrupt. But God brought our store out, so we got all of our benefits. Not only did I get all of my benefits, but, you know, no one has ever got five restrictions on unemployment. I got five. Because I obeyed God. I obeyed his word. in the office, which is your covering for your first shirt off. He will rebuke the devourer.
I will rebuke the devourer.
But you got to pay the tithe first in order for him to rebuke the devourer. Because that's the first principle of sowing. The tithe and offering. The first fruit. Then you sow a good seed.
My God. I mean, let me tell you something. The sin of all of this is there are, and even now while we're teaching this, people just dropping off the line. They don't want to hear this because this is where the rubber meets the road, because our heart is in our treasures. Our heart is in our money. Praise the Lamb of God. And people don't want to admit the reason why I'm suffering so, praise the Lamb of God, is because of the fact I won't do what God said do. That I continuously, praise the Lamb of God, eat my seed. I continuously dishonor God and I honor the liquor store man. I honor the people at the mall. I honor the lottery people. I honor casino people. I honor some of everybody, but I don't honor God. I even honor the people who I pay my mortgage to because I make sure they have their money every month, on time or before time. But I don't honor God. This is the sin of the people. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's a gross sin because we don't honor God. Honor, as Bishop Husband said, is a state of the heart. That's a conditioning of the heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How can you love God and you don't honor him? What kind of love is that? I love my wife, I love my husband, but I don't honor him. I have no honor for him. Something is wrong with that. Praise the Lamb of God. Go ahead, Bishop.
Honor is a form of, is really respect, or to, you know, mm-hmm. to give respect to. And you can't respect anybody by not listening to what they have to say and then mm-hmm. following. When they have advice that's good, you have to believe and follow their advice. We don't give high esteem to somebody, to esteem their voice above all other voices. I honor my parents by making sure that nobody else's voice takes priority over their voice and the things that they taught me in my life. I honor God above even my parents, that nobody else's voice takes precedence over God's voice. And so I believe that if God says something, he always has something on the other side of what he says that's going to bless my life. God is never going to ask me for anything that's going to steal from me. He's going to ask me for something that's going to increase me.
Truly. Truly.
And one of the things that in Deuteronomy in 26, it says, to bring it before the altar. The altar was always, an altar was a place of remembrance of what God has done. And that's mm-hmm. part of the problem today, that we have not remembered. Whenever, with the time of tithe and offering and first fruit and any kind of giving, we don't come to that place remembering what God has done. If I thought about that God took me off drugs, that God saved my marriage, that God saved my children, that God healed my body, that God, all the things that he's done, that he took the taste of alcohol out of my mouth, that God stopped an accident from happening while we were on the road today, that we are alive because of that, that God saved, he literally saved me from hell and destruction for eternity. If I think about that every time I came to give, there's no way in the world I could hold back what he asked me to give. That's why I was placed at the altar.
Man, you bring it so many thoughts to my mind, praise the Lamb of God, about even back when the debacle happened and we experienced all of these loss of homes and things of this nature. Praise the Lamb of God. I really went on my face hard before the Lord and fasting and praying to ask God why did this take place? Why? I know the system. I know this. I know this. But in heaven, praise the Lamb of God, why did this take place? Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord brought to me the Feast of the Tabernacles. Praise the Lamb of God. When the children of Israel went into the promised land and they possessed the homes, pray, that they did not build, praise the Lamb of God, and all of that, they gave God a feast, but they only gave it to him 1 year. And God became angry about them not honoring their homes or honoring him, praise the Lamb of God, with their dwelling place. And therefore, God sent a word to them and told them, praise the Lamb of God, because you have not honored me, praise the Lamb of God, I will drive you from these homes. Praise the Lamb of God, I'll take you out of them. People of God, the honoring of God, praise the Lamb of God, is so vitally important. It's beyond, it's above giving. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, put giving on the back burner for a minute, and let's just talk about honoring God. Praise the Lamb of God. We stand up in church, and a lot of people say, giving honor to God, giving honor to God. And what they really mean is, praise the Lamb of God, I respect God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm acknowledging him before, you know, I say what I have to say since I'm in his house. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's good. But do we really honor God, praise the Lamb of God, with the reverence and respect or the fear of the Lord? Praise the Lamb of God. And that's what the fear is a reverencing and a respect. Do we really fear him enough to obey him? Praise the Lamb of God. Because that's where respect meets the road. That's where respect really counts at. Do I respect and honor my mother enough, praise the Lamb of God, that if she tell me, hallelujah, to be in the house at a certain time, she don't have to threaten me to be there? I move on a level of obedience because I reverence and respect her. Praise the Lamb of God. Whatever, that's what true reverencing and respect is. Hallelujah. It's easy to get in front of somebody and pretend that you respect God, that you reverence God, but do you really do it? Hallelujah. It shows forth more in anywhere is in our giving. Praise the Lamb of God, because we hate to part with money. Hallelujah. Especially when something is not given back into our hands immediately. We will go to the store and spend all as long as it's given back to us. We will go to the store and buy and buy and buy until we overspend, praise the Lamb of God, and put ourselves in a personal recession. Hallelujah. Praise that some of us have done this at Christmas time. We just finished doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And now we're at a place, praise the Lamb of God, of struggling, and God didn't put you there. You put yourself there. And we must come out of this. We must come out of this mindset, praise the Lamb of God, and understand that we must honor God with everything that we have. With everything that you have, you have to reverence and honor God with it. Praise the Lamb of God, that the spirit of increase can remain upon you. The final stage of this, Bishop Husband, that I was talking about was how to bring or maintain the spirit of increase by being observant. And this is, again, with reflection in what you're talking about and remembrance. Praise the Lamb of God. When God blesses us, after I have paid my first fruit, given that to the Lord or to the priest, and the priest has done what he's supposed to do, now I have an expectation of faith because I obey that I'm going to receive increase. When the increase come, there is something that must be done with the increase. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I was explaining to them that if I have a job and I make $1,000 every pay period, I pay my first fruit, praise the Lamb, if I give the whole of the thing and I bring $1,000 and give it to the priest, when I come to the next month or so, if the Lord blesses me with the increase, praise the Lamb of God, as in a raised form, then I was supposed to bring the raised portion one time, praise the Lamb of God. So if it's $100 increase in my salary, I'm supposed to bring that $100 that one time and give it to the priest that the spirit of increase might remain upon me, praise the Lamb of God. That's how that's supposed to be done. Hallelujah. And then 2 months later, I get another raise. If that's $50, I'm supposed to bring that $50 above my tithes and offering. I'm supposed to bring that $50 and give it to the priest for the spirit of increase to remain upon me. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the process, hallelujah, throughout the year that we're supposed to have when it comes down to the first fruit. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm challenging many of us, praise the Lamb of God, that's listening to our voice today to move in this area that God, hallelujah, might turn your situation around. It's a matter between you and God, praise the Lamb of God, and how you see God, how you view God, what you want God to do in your life. You cannot expect God to do all of these great things in your life, praise the Lamb of God, and you can't do anything, praise the Lamb of God, that God tells you to do in his word. Those two just don't balance out, people of God. It just don't balance. Hallelujah. There's a gross imbalance there that I can't obey God's word, but I'm expecting him to do great and mighty miracles in my life today. That's a gross imbalance. Praise the Lamb of God. God has always said from the times of Moses on, praise the Lamb of God, remember especially what he told Joshua, if you would do all that I've commanded you in my word, praise the Lamb of God, if you would follow my precept, hallelujah, and continue in my word, then will you have good success. That's the word of the Lord. Then will you have good success. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And we as the people of God, we call ourselves prophetic. We're a prophetical people. Praise the Lamb of God. Or are we pathetic people? Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the revelations and stuff that you want from God, need from God, and expect from God is not going to be handed down to us if we cannot obey God. Hallelujah. It's just not going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Pastor London, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm just enjoying my uncle's doing this teaching. I don't get this often, so I'm enjoying Uncle Darrell, Uncle Shake. I am right here.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Husband, I really thank God for you for coming on the show today and enlightening us. You opened up a whole nother arena with this reverencing, this honoring, this respecting, praise the Lamb of God, that has to come, hallelujah, back to the house of God, back to the people of God in every aspect of life. Praise the Lamb of God. We are the cause of the moral fabric of our society decaying and withering away at an alarming rate, praise the Lamb of God, because we as the people of God has lost our reverence and lost our respect, so has society, praise the Lamb of God. And we want society to change, but we won't change. And it starts with our reverencing and honoring of God. This is the first form of knowledge, praise the Lamb of God. It's the first form of knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, is the fear or the reverencing of God, praise the Lamb of God. And if we don't have that, then we have nothing, people of God. We have nothing. If you pick up the Bible and tote the Bible around day after day and week after week and all of this kind of thing and you don't obey what's in it, you just will have to leave the Bible in the trunk of the car. Why are you running up in church Sunday after Sunday, week after week, Bible class after Bible class, prayer meetings after prayer meetings, what have you, and you still won't obey the manual that's in your hand? That's ludicrous. is insanity, and you expect change. That's insanity. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're expecting to change, but you don't want to change. We have to change in order for change to come. I say it almost every day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The prophetess just texted me and said, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. This is our gift to you, Lord, today. Praise the Lamb of God from the prophet's room. Hallelujah. Prophetess L.A. Carver just sent that in to me. She's not listening to the show. This is just her daily. She sends me one of these every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Psalms 4 and 5. Praise the Lamb of God. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Praise the Lamb of God. And put your trust in the Lord. This is your gift to the Lord on a daily basis. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How can we be the house of God? How can we be the temple of the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lamb of God if we're not going to set ourselves in order to reverence God and reverence his word. God has laid out a beautiful plan for anyone that taps into it when it comes down to increasing their life and blessings. We can turn the economy around. Daryl Husband, I said this Friday, we can turn the economy around by doing what's right in the eyes of the Lord.
Absolutely.
If my people, he said nothing about government. If my people who are called by my name, praise the Lamb of God, would humble themselves and pray. This cliff, praise the Lamb of God, this cliffhanger that the government is hanging off of, praise the Lamb of God. Maybe God, tittering and tattling, saying, I wonder what my people is going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. I wonder what my people is going to do. If my people, called by my name, would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways and pray, I would hear from heaven. Praise, I would hear them from heaven. It's really the translation there. And I would heal. And I'll bless their land. I want you to keep the promise this year, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But you got to start first. This is the top of the year. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to start out right. Praise the Lamb of God. In order to end right. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you. Thank you, Bishop Husband. We're going to have you back on the show again to talk to us about some fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Give us the secrets and components God has revealed to you in that. He has many books out. Praise the Lamb of God. And when he comes back next week, we're going to let him give us all of those books so that we can be blessed in reading them. Praise the Lamb of God and set up a way that we can purchase those books through PayPal or something of that nature. I love you people. We have to go. Praise the Lamb of God. Lady in Q, Denise, I see you there. We're coming back to you. Praise the Lamb of God. In a few minutes. Bishop Husband, any closing words?
I just wanted to encourage the listeners to read Deuteronomy 26 and make sure they read verse 10 and verse 11 that says, when you bring it, the first fruit, make sure you set it before the Lord and worship the Lord and rejoice in every good thing. So it's about your attitude. You cannot do this kind of giving with the wrong attitude.
Hallelujah.
Blessed.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Pastor London?
Yes, sir.
You know what
God
to do.
Awesome. Yeah, God is awesome. He got his hands on our lives, and he's making us all brand new. Love you, Uncle Daryl. Love you, sir.
Love you.
It is good to hear your voice.
All right. Denise, stay in queue. I'll be right there.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My
see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Denise, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Denise, I'm going to give you a number to call because I don't want people listening to our conversation. Praise the Lamb
Thank
of
you.
God. And I know that they can listen even if we don't see their numbers here on the board. They can
Thank
listen to us via the, through the internet. Praise the Lamb of God. If they want to, and without us even knowing that they're listening. So I'm going to give you a number to call, and I'll be waiting on your call. Praise the Lamb of God. That number is area code 248-809-9635. Area code 248-809-9635. You have it?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll be waiting on your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.